Extension agent for Ag is with us this morning. And Graham, it's winding down time for our Trigg County farm tour coming up on Thursday. And looks like weather's going to be a little cooler than what we've experienced here lately. 80, upper 80s is better than the 90s.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were planning for, though.
That's right. Yeah, so, we're planning that way. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, good farm day, farm tour plan this year. You might just tell us what all is planned for the year.
Yeah, so we're kind of back on our, I guess, our regular farm tour schedule this time. We're going to have three different stops. Our first stop will be at Mr. Tony Baker's. I know a lot of y'all know him for his country hams. He raises some cattle and some hogs, too. So he's got just a really neat deal going there. Of course, that's on Cerulean Road there, going into Cerulean. We'll need everybody to follow Mr. Hughes' directions there when we go to parking, because it is going to be a little bit tight at that first stop. But just kind of let him direct you and do like everybody else, and we'll make it fine. So, Mr. Baker, he is a veteran. He's a Purple Heart recipient, and he he's just got a really neat setup there. He's retired out of the Army, and it's just a neat deal. But,
of course, you know, the kind of the family heritage there, the Wadlington family. He married one of the Wadlington daughters, mm-hmm. and Charlie Bell Wadlington's daughters, and so big heritage there in country hams and raising livestock in the county as well.
Yeah. They, of course, him and some of his brother-in-laws will have usually have a few hams in the ham mm-hmm. show every year at the ham festival, and they've done quite well last several years, you know. So, sometimes the old ways is pretty good ways. So.
Pretty good ways, yeah, that's right. They do it like many of our ham producers in the county, in an old-fashioned way, you know. Mm-hmm.
Certainly good.
Look forward to seeing them.
Yes, sir. So stop number two, we're going to be going right up the road to Mr. John Shirk's. If you've been traveling on Buffalo Cerulean Road, there's a big sign that says Cerulean Dock, and that's where we'll be turning in there. And we're going to work on getting our signs up there Wednesday for everybody. But like I said, he grows a lot of different produce. He grows peppers, cabbage, tomatoes, all kinds of stuff. And, mm-hmm. And of course, the neighbors around there do too. And, you know, between them, no single one has really all that much produce. But between them, they can do some pretty impressive stuff when they all work together. So, he was going to set up some equipment for us to look at, kind of see some of the things that they use that maybe we hadn't seen in a long time or maybe never seen. And but that, like I said, be a good chance to kind of hear what they how they got started and what they're doing there. They do run a produce stand. They're on Buffalo Cerulean mm-hmm. Road. I know a lot of folks go there. Somebody told me the other day they tried to go, but they couldn't find a parking place. So,
yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, one other deal that community does there, you always have people calling the office looking for where they're cooking sorghum. Uh-huh. That's the place. So, if you've got an interest in maybe in that this fall, it won't be long. So, Just kind of keep that in mind, but we're looking forward to that stop, and I guess our last stop we're going to wrap up at Hayden Rogers' mm-hmm. riding stables.
Right.
So I was out there yesterday helping get things kind of lined up and planned out, and she's a busy girl, so we're looking forward to letting her tell us a little about what she's doing there and some of the things that they've got going on. So,
and gonna be an exciting time. And Justin Reynolds is gonna be with us to provide some music there in the daytime as well. So,
absolutely
look forward to that. Judge Alexander said last night, "Fiscal, where'd I be singing?" I'm like, "Nope, leave that to Justin Reynolds." Well, he can do a much better job than me. But
maybe we could let Hollis sing.
Hollis can sing a little bit. Yeah. Back to our traditional style this year of driving vehicles from one stop to the next. And so people just need to be, I know I was talking with James Hughes last night, the jailer, and James is always good to help us with that. And James said we just got to make sure everybody gets parked right at each place. And he and his crew, he'll have some folks out there to help you get parked and make sure you, where we can get in and out in a timely manner. So
sure, sure. And
since I think it's a stop wait with every stop, he said there's a certain place, each place that each farmer wants us to park where we can get in and out pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've always managed before, so I'm
right,
sure
we have.
Sure we'll manage again. But
that's right.
But yeah, we'll, like I said, we'll try to have that kind of roped off and guide everybody in there in the right place. So
I think it'll be a good plan. So again, farm tour starts Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Thursday at 8, yes sir.
All right, so just be ready to go at 8 o'clock and we'll get started there with Mr. Tony Baker and the Wadlington family and talk with them first and then move right on through. So up in the Sarugan area this year.
Yes, sir.
Well, Graham, what else is going on these days?
Just a couple of things I'll mention. Of course, I believe the sprayer clinic is going on today, I believe. If you'd registered for that, I think that was a pre-registration deal. And also coming up next Tuesday, since I'll be a little late if we talk about it next Tuesday, the corn, soybean, and tobacco day at Princeton's coming up. So maybe we'll have good weather for that too. But like I said, that's kind of what's going on at the moment anyway. So,
well, look, I'm going to head over this morning and after I get off the air and visit with Dr. Chad Lee and go see the spray clinic today and see what's going on. Look forward to next Tuesday, and we'll be sharing some more details with Dr. Chad Lee about what's coming up Tuesday as well. So he's going to give us a little rundown of what's happening Tuesday. You got a lot of different clinics this year, a lot of different stops on the corn, tobacco, and soybean tour. So it's always a good time. So
Yeah, and of course, just a reminder for our commercial applicators and our CCAs, we will be able to get some hours there too.
Okay.
You know, they always offer those. So,
right.
Just kind of keep that in mind if you're like me, and at least on the CCA stuff, you kind of need to play catch up on some hours. like I said, just make sure if you go, be sure you sign up. So
that sounds like it. Make sure you get those hours while you're there. Graham, appreciate all your work to get the farm tour together this year. Look forward. Thanks to all our sponsors, too, who are making this farm tour possible this year, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, we couldn't do that without them. So we're going to have banners hung up on a fence out there at Hayden Stop. So, you know, if you're doing business with those folks, just make sure you thank them for supporting
right.
us on that. Like I said, it's a lot of things we do through the year that, you know, that they help support, and
right.
and we couldn't do it without them. So we really do appreciate that.
That's very important. Graham, appreciate the updates. Graham Cofield, Trick County Extension Agent for Ag, with us this morning here on the Morning Ag Report.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. This look at farm news is brought to you by Rural King. The Trump administration angered that countries are retaining